So how do we reconcile differences between or contradictions between knowledge got from science and knowledge got from scripture? First of all, even in science, it is understood that actually what we call as scientific facts, they are actually seen within the context of a theory. So what that means is that when we say something is scientific knowledge, it is knowledge within a particular framework, in a particular way of looking at things. And in the 11th canto, when Uddhava Gita is being discussed, where the Sankhya section is discussed. So, in Sankhya, normally we analyze the material world into 24 elements. But there are other places where the material world is analyzed into 12 elements, sometimes it is analyzed into 16 elements, sometimes it is analyzed into 20 elements. And there, Chakravarti Pad, in one of his purports, in Uddhava Gita, says that actually Krishna is pleased by the creativity of the sages in analyzing this material world in different ways. Analyze it sometimes 24 elements, sometimes 16 elements. It's creative, it's pleased with the creativity. So the point is, this material world can be analyzed in different ways. So science analyzes the material world from one perspective, and a scripture analyzes the material world from a significantly different perspective. So because of this, the perspectives being different, the way we see things will naturally be different. So I give the example of Ayurveda and allopathy itself earlier. Ayurveda has the whole idea of digestive fire, of kapha vata pitta. Allopathy does not have that concept. So how does it work? It works because they're two different ways of looking at things. Both work in their own ways. They're two different ways of looking at things. So broadly, this will take a long time, but broadly, the contradictions between science and scripture can be reconciled in three ways. One is that science may be incorrect. The second is science may be incomplete. And the third is that the two come from different perspectives. The two are looking from different perspectives. So, now which particular possibility applies? That we'll have to see specifically. So for example, now according to science, is sun the only source of, there are so many stars. Are the stars planets or the stars? Are the stars also having their own source of light? So now that is a matter of terminology. It's a matter of semantics. And Siddhaput Prabhu explains in his Vedic Cosmography also that actually modern science considers that which gives warm source of light, that as luminous. But there can be different sources of light also. And the Vishnu Sahasranam says that the Lord is the source of 9 different sizes sources of light. So we have to look at the exact term, exact concept, and then we'll find that actually whatsoever seems contradictory, it is in many cases reconcilable. So specifically, which contradiction it is, that we may have to see according to time, place, circumstance. The important thing is that if we understand the jurisdictions, many of these contradictions can be reconciled. So on my website, I have a full lecture on this topic. Are science and spirituality, are science and scripture at war with each other? So there I analyze specific concepts and specific examples we can analyze. But the broad principle is, if we have a specific field, this is contradictory, we can consult those devotees who are learned in that field and take up the specific contradiction and see how it can be addressed. Yes, Mataji.